and Yagara people, we acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lee and Zara with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane is leading the nation in the cost of living crisis, reporting the highest price hikes across many sectors, including rent, energy, health and insurance. A report from the Queensland Council of Social Service shows the highest spikes were in fuel prices, rising by 13.9%, and gas and household fuels, which rose 12.9%. The cost of housing rose to 40% of total income for most households, significantly outpacing rent assistance. This, coupled with shortages in vacant and affordable rentals, is leading to an increased risk of homelessness for all lower-income earning Queenslanders.
Over 60 transport workers, union Queensland members, participate on a 10-hour work stoppage from 7 a.m. this morning in response to Transdev's unwillingness to address issues. Joshua Milroy, the TWU Director of Organizing, says, quote, TWU members are striking as a last resort after 6 months of stalled bargaining, end quote. The TWU commits to finding a resolution that ensures a fair and equitable working environment for its workers.
In national news, recent weather models show that the current El Niño climate pattern may rapidly shift into Australia's fourth La Niña in 5 years, a frequency only seen twice since 1900. The La Niña years have significantly more impact on Australian weather systems than El Niño, producing on average an increase in rain of 23%. This shift could indicate Australians should brace for a wet winter ahead.
Two security guards are injured from an attempt to break up a fight between rival soccer fans in Melbourne. This followed last Friday's night match between Melbourne Victory and Sydney FC at AMI Park. Last year, 150 Melbourne Victory fans ran onto the field of AMI Park following a match, and a few were injured.
In international news, French environmental protesters have thrown pumpkin soup at the Mona Lisa, arguing for the right to healthy and sustainable food. The two protesters wore t-shirts stating "Food Counterattack" and asked members of the public present at the site of the protest whether art or food was more important. This comes in the wake of recent protests by farmers in Paris calling for simplified regulations and lowered costs of fuel. The famous painting by Leonardo da Vinci has been the target for many activists in recent years, and museum officials say it remains undamaged behind its bulletproof glass case.
For weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It is currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 15, which is in the extreme band. That's all in news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.